frustrating afternoon, disappointment. How do you assess it?
Yeah, another frustrating afternoon, Andy. You know, it's not a lot in the game, is it? It's fine lines, and you know, we're on the back of another a defeat that, you know, I can't say we deserve to win the game. I don't think we did enough in it, to be perfectly honest, to win it. But you're disappointed that you've been beat. There's not a lot in the game.
The big frustration, again, you've taken the lead and not been able to hold it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've getting in front was big for us. And, you know, the stats tell you that the teams that normally score the first goal go on and win games. That backs that up. But, you know, their goals kicked the stuffing out of us first half. And, again, we were, in that first opening spell, we were good as well as we've played in the game. So, that is disappointing. Yeah.
And the same with last week. Lots of good attacking play, but even the one goal did only come from a set piece.
Yeah, we've had enough ball again. Like I said, there's not a lot in the game, Andy, I don't think. You know, I haven't seen the stats yet. It's just a disappointing afternoon all round.
Frustration sort of at the end, that plenty of balls in the box, but you just couldn't seem to get your head on. The keeper made some good saves.
It's the old cliche, isn't it? When it's going for you, they drop, and when it's not, it doesn't. And that's how football is. That's how it goes. And there was enough ball in the box again at the end. It's a bit desperation, if I'm honest, where you're chucking it in there rather than trying to play your way in. And keeper made a couple of saves for them, which he's done well with. And even the one that come back off him, you know, it falls to them rather than us. And that's the way it is at the moment. But we have to just get on with that and keep working as hard as we can, and hopefully something will come for us.
When you're not, luck's not in, Paul Robinson throws himself in front of a shot and it deflects over Paul Jones rather than the block.
Yeah, that's, again, sometimes it goes and sometimes it doesn't, and that's the fine lines, isn't it? You know, there's a lot gone on before it gets there. That was disappointing. But it's, you know, you think Robbo's made the block and up it goes and over Jonesy. So, and that's what happens when things aren't going for you. We have to keep believing that it will turn, and things will go for us. And that's all we can do, is stick together like glue. We've got to make sure that everybody, you know, within the dressing room, within the football club, within the building, we've got to make sure that we do that. And that's the message to everybody. We've got to stick together.
Paul McCallum sent off at the end. Not clear from where I was. Can you clear up exactly what happened?
I haven't seen it back yet, Andy. I have, obviously, it's a straight red. I haven't seen it back yet, so I can't give you any answers on that yet.
Has he not said anything? Or?
I haven't spoke to him yet about that. I will do. I'll have a look at it tonight.
Look, I have to bring this topic up. The chairman obviously mentioned in his programme notes it was a must-win game defeat. Do you fear for your position after a day like
you
today?
We haven't won in an awful long time now, so, you know, it's a tough time for everybody at the football club, and we've got to start right, you know, turning half decent performances again. It's probably not as good as last week, let's be honest, but it's very fine lines, and we've got to start turning those performances into results. Unfortunately today we couldn't do that, but I understand that the pressures of the job that comes with being a first team manager.
Is there more pressure now than other periods?
Yeah, because every time we don't win, Andy, that obviously comes with it. You know, I take full responsibility for the team out there. I pick the team. I pick the players. I take the full responsibility for that. There's no ducking that. I'll always come out and talk to you guys and say how it is.
And you're confident you'll be in charge next week?
I hope so. Yeah.